from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the Orlando shooting, the president comments.
As Director Comey, I think, will indicate, at this stage we see no clear evidence that he was directed externally. It does appear that at the last minute, he announced allegiance to ISIL.
President Obama, just a short time ago, making a lengthy statement before reporters regarding the early Sunday morning tragedy in Orlando, Florida, that took the lives of 50 and wounded over 50 more. Omar Mateen conducted the massacre at the Pulse Bar and Dance Club in the middle of the night assault. He had called 911 in Orlando to proclaim his allegiance to Islamic State. His father says he does not believe his son was radicalized.
ISIS is a terrible group. I don't agree that someone says he's radicalized. He wasn't, because he had no beard. And he was just a regular person going to work, coming back and take care of his wife and his kids.
According to President Obama, the early indications are that this was not coordinated with ISIS prior to the attack.
As far as we can tell right now, this is certainly an example of the kind of homegrown extremism that all of us have been so concerned about for a very long time.
The president elaborated on a significant hurdle in battling the terrorist mindset.
One of the biggest challenges we are going to have is this kind of propaganda and perversions of Islam that you see generated on the internet, and the capacity for that to seep into the minds of troubled individuals.
This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials are trying to determine the motive of a man who had an arsenal of weapons in his car who says he planned to attend the Gay Pride Parade Sunday in Los Angeles, California. After receiving a call about a suspected prowler, police found possible explosives, assault rifles, and ammunition in a car belonging to the 20-year-old James Howell. He's from the central U.S. state of Indiana. The FBI has taken over the investigation. Howell told police he planned to attend the festival and made no reference to doing any harm. Police say there is no known connection between Howell and the worst mass shooting in U.S. history that killed 50 people Sunday in Orlando, Florida. A humanitarian aid organization says more than 4,000 civilians have been able to leave the embattled western Iraqi city of Fallujah since government forces seized the Al-Salam route on Saturday. They've been transferred to displacement camps outside the city. Carl Schembri of the Norwegian Refugee Council told VOA from Baghdad that on Friday, 18 people died in the attempt to escape the fighting. Mr. Schembri says the escape route has been widely misreported as a safe corridor.
I wouldn't like to be quoted as saying this is a safe corridor. Also, we know that to reach this area, people still have to go through sniper fire, explosive devices on the street, booby-trapped areas. So it is still a very risky journey.
But Mr. Schembri says more than 20,000 civilians have managed to escape the city since the Iraqi offensive to retake Fallujah commenced on May the 23rd. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital of Beirut on Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. Police in Bangladesh arrested thousands of suspects in a nationwide sweep following violence against religious minorities and secular activists. Militants have been blamed for more than 30 deaths in Bangladesh since early last year, including bloggers, gay rights activists, Christians, and Hindus. Residents on the border of Eritrea and Ethiopia reported hearing sounds of heavy fighting on Monday as each country accused the other of launching an attack. The fighting took place in the area of Sirona, an Eritrean-controlled town that was a flashpoint during the two countries' border war between 1998 and 2000. Ethiopian information minister said Eritrea launched what appears to be a serious attack. He told VOA's Horn of Africa service that Ethiopian forces counterattacked and neutralized the threat emanating from the other side of the border. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.